Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The DH, Mike Greenwell. Batting third. The second baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Greg Blosser. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The DH, Manny Ramirez. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting 9th. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Julian Tavares. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards 3rd. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Pena for a passed ball. Lofton moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blosser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Pena batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Blosser. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Blosser steals second. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peña hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Tavares covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into left field. Blosser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirby bunts towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Deer strikes out. 1 out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blosser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blosser hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sorrento moves to second. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga misplays the ball. That's an error on Berga. Vaughn moves to third. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Berga. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Berga steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berga moves to third. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome strikes out. Pena drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thome out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento is walked intentionally. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blosser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blosser hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pena batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pena is 0-for-2 in the game. Pena hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk now playing left field. Jeff Treadway pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Treadway hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar is hit by the pitch. Scott Taylor now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado pinch hits for Wayne Kirby. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Candy Maldonado now playing right field. Felix Firman now playing shortstop. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Deer reaches second base with a double. Nehring moves to third. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Firman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berga moves to third. Tony Foss is now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zupcik. Thome reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring misplays the ball. That's an error on Nehring. Thome scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Scott Bankhead now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Peña for a passed ball. Sorrento moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sorrento scores. Ramirez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin bunts towards the mound. Bankhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramirez moves to third. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Kenny Lofton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball four. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldonado hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Corey Bailey now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Valentin moves to second. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zupcik strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles pinch hits for Tony Peña. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Riles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Billy Hatcher. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lyons strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.